Masechet Menachot Perek Tet Mishnah Zayin. Before the korbanot are slaughtered, semicha is done to them. The owner takes his hands and he presses on the head of the animal and he puts his weight on it. This is called semicha. We'll talk in this mishnah which korbanot require semicha. Mishnah says, kol korbanot hasibur en bahem semicha. All communal korbanot do not require semicha. Chutz min apar haba al kol ha-mitzvot. Besides, the exception to the rule would be the bull that comes for the any of the mitzvot. That means the bull on a communal error. If the Sanhedrin makes a mistake and they give an improper halachic ruling, which ends up resulting in the majority of the Jewish people transgressing an avera that is punishable by karet. For example, let's say they permit a certain type of forbidden fat, chalev, and in reality it's a problem, and it's found out afterwards, and the majority of the people followed their ruling and ate chalev, then they would have to bring this type of offering. This type of offering does have semicha. The members of the Sanhedrin do the leaning on the bull. Secondly, v'sa'ir ha-mishtaleach, the goat that is sent le'azazel as part of the avodah of Yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol does semicha on that. Rabbi Shimon omer av se'ire avodah zarah. Rabbi Shimon adds in, he says, in addition to the first one, the par haba al kol ha-mitzvot, he says also, the se'ir that comes for avodah zarah, and he would remove the se'ire mishtaleach from his count. So everybody agrees only two of these korbanot require semicha on the communal korbanot. This, what he would add, besides for he would get rid of the se'ir mishtaleach, he would say that if the Bet Din, the Sanhedrin, gave a ruling and that was improper about worshipping idolatry, worshipping avodah zarah, then they have to bring a se'ir avodah zarah. They have to bring a he-goat to get a kapara for the avodah zarah that was worshipped, and this also requires semicha. Kol korbanot hayachid teunim semicha. All individual korbanot require semicha. Chutz min habechor v'hamaaser v'pesach. Exceptions are the bechor, the maaser, and the pesach offerings. These individual korbanot would not require semicha. Only the owner of a korban could do the semicha on it. Here we'll talk about a situation where a person made a pledge to bring an ola or a shilamim, and he designated an animal for that purpose, and then he died before he was able to offer the korban. What happens in that case? The hayoresh, a person who inherited a korban, for example, a son who inherited his father's korban, and he now has to offer it, somech, he does semicha on the korban. Umevi nesachim, he also brings the required nesachim with the korban. Umemir, and he also has the ability to make the korban temura. Temura, we explained earlier on in the Masechet, there's a prohibition for a person to declare an animal as a substitute for an animal that was already consecrated. And if he does it, then both of those animals have the sanctification. They're both holy. But he's not allowed to do it. He's violating the Torah if he does it. But that's only true if the owner of the korban is trying to substitute it. If someone else does, the words accomplish nothing. So we're saying in this Mishnah here that a son who inherits his father's korban that was already sanctified, he becomes like the owner, and he can make the animal temura just like his father had the ability to. We learn this from this. We also learn that he also does semicha like his father.